Chip. Welcome back to another late night edition of the Same Man Sports Talk Show. And tonight we're coming right back with another segment of our latest, titled Flag on the Play. Over here we know there's no right or wrong answer. Everything's opinionated. Keep it real. Show love. We show respect. Peace and blessings. Yes, Lord. Just like I do before each and every episode, I would like to first off start off saying that I hope you all are blessed and walking into blessings and positivity. Stay surrounded by positive people, positive things. Say it on every episode, but keep enjoying this sporting atmosphere. Use it as more than just sport. It ain't got to be as deep as the sport. Use it for something to channel energy or to redirect energy. You know, stay blessed, stay positive, man. Yes, Lord, your time coming. I know mine is. Shoot. Hey, okay. So, what's going on with everybody tonight? Appreciate our new listeners, new supporters. Man, we on the way up. Get on the YouTube, subscribe, share, like, comment. Bottom Line Sports Network or Same Man Sports Talk Show. You can Google us everywhere, all platforms, Same Man Sports Talk Show. Get on the IG, Same Man Sports Talk Show. And, yeah, continue to follow me on this journey. I am really enjoying this. This is peace for me. If you all don't know, and for those of you that do know, I am an artist first, transitioning into the sporting media world. Sky's the limit. I'm hungry. I'm enjoying this. Say, man. Yes, Lord. That's what it is. So tonight, let's dive into NBA action. Starting off with Cleveland, Orlando. We know that the series is now tied 2-2. Orlando put it on them 112-89. Great game from Orlando. Let's read off some stat lines for Cleveland. Mobley, 14 points. Allen finished with 21. Garland finished with 14. Mitchell, 18. 7 for Struss. The bench had Morris Sr. go for 4. 2 from Niang. Okoro, 0. Thompson. Ah, Tristan Thompson still has a job? Good for you, sir. That was about it from the bench for Cleveland. Just to go through Orlando stats, box score. Banchero, the baller. Damn, he only had 9 points tonight. Wagner had 34. Way to step up. Carter Jr. had 11. Harris had 3. Suggs had 12. The bench play. Isaac had 14. Okiki had 3. Wagner had 7. Fultz had more. Oh, that's what's up to see Fultz back in motion. He had 12. That's about it from the bench. I feel like Orlando's exciting. It's dope to see them back in the mix, in the action. Cleveland as well. Cleveland kind of like zones me out. I was just telling somebody I hate going to the games. Near where we're located at in Cincinnati, Ohio, just because like we got the Pacers in Cleveland. They're decent, mediocre at best to me. But it's like, bro, since Bron left them, like Donovan Mitchell and them boys, them young boys, they the real deal. But like, come on, bro. Magic are on the rise. I love what they're doing. Banchero became one of the top players, or the one of the few only players to, I believe, score 30 in each of his 20 or 30. Correct me if I'm wrong. In each of his first 3 playoff games, we know this game he just had 9. So I love his game. He's amazing. I love what Orlando's doing. I feel like they need to be in the mix as a culture. Florida's lit. I've been Miami for the longest. Orlando need to get back in the mix. They really ain't been popping since Shaq. And they met Penny Hardaway. Yes, Lord. They had some decent years. That way, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady and them. But, I'm talking about, like, they need to get back in the mix. The mix need them. They need the mix. So it's tied up 2-2. Who y'all got for this series? I think I am still going with Orlando just because the young boys, and I love what they're doing. I love that it's fresh to the league, seeing what they are doing. We know that. Let's move over to the Western Conference. The Thunder go up 3-0 on the Pelicans. Sheesh. So I'm asking my homies, my friends, towards the beginning of the series, like, hey, Are the Thunder the real deal? Or is this just a regular season type of thing? Them young boys are indeed the real deal. They got their own style of play. They're a unit. They play together. They're young. They run up and down the court. It reminds me kind of the era with Westbrook, Harden, and Durant. Maybe not all three of the caliber players, but the way they got that crowd back rocking, that's what I remember from those days. Stat line from that, OKC. You had Holmgren go for 6 points. You had Williams go for 21. You had Gilgeous go for 24. Shout out to the baller, UK, baby. Just Lord. All right. You had Giddy go for 21. Dort went for 12. Waters went for 0 off the bench. Williams, 5. Joe went for 5. And then Wallace went for 5. That's about it coming from the bench. Wiggins went for 6. I'm sorry. That's OKC. My boy, Chetty. Oh, Holmgren. I said in the beginning he had 6, but he had 8 rebounds. Along with 4 blocks also. Then for the Pelicans, Ingram, man, you got to step it up. He had 19. Come on now. You're supposed to be one of the best players on the floor. Forget the team, the floor. Jones had 15. Big guy had 7. McCullough had 16. That ain't enough. Murphy the third had 10. That ain't enough. Nance Jr. had 9. 0 from Ryan. You know, obviously, Zion being hurt is tough. I mean, what do we expect? But we're going to stay away from that pity party, and we're going to lift up the Thunder because this is amazing. Just like I was saying with the Magic, I'm loving seeing them in the mix. I feel like moving forward, the Western Conference should be lit, man. You got the Timberwolves, the young boys in it here. The Thunder go up 20, handling business. They got a chance to close out. Probably be, what, Monday? Or Tuesday, I'm assuming. So, well, it's Friday. Actually, they might play Sunday. If not, probably Monday, right? So then let's swing back over to the Eastern Conference. We know Boston put a whooping on Miami tonight. Finally handled business like they was supposed to. They go up 2-1. Jason Tatum went for 22. Porzingis, 18. 22 from Jaylen Brown. White poured in 16. Decent production from the bench. For Miami, it was 15 for Jovic. Martin had only 5. Abadobi had 20. Hero had 15. Jaquez Jr. had 12. Decent production from the bench. Kevin Love had. Oh, Kevin Love put up a goose egg. Yes, Lord, he did. All right. So they go up 20. They win and make it 2-1. I feel like they should be up 3-0. They should handle Miami. I don't give a damn how much heart people say Miami got, man. Jimmy Butler ain't there. It's cloudy, right? So then let's dive back in. We had another game going tonight. The Lakers and the Nuggets, defending champs. To me, I already knew it was up. Everybody like, this don't mean nothing. This actually means a lot. It don't mean the Lakers won a championship, but they done lost so many consecutive games to them. That'll mess with the psyche of one, right? Especially a team. Maybe not LeBron. Like, you know what I'm saying? He came out 30-plus play, 40-plus minutes, fourth quarter, 14 points. He's not done. Nowhere near done. Y'all tripping. Stat line for the Nuggets. Gordon has 7 after he had a 29-point game last game. Porter Jr. had 27. Jokic, Joker had 33, 14, and 14. Sheesh. Murray had 22. Caldwell Poe had 14, minimum production from the bench, which is unusual. AD had 26, 23 boards, and 6 assists. Rui had 9. I just told somebody he got to step up. Bron had 30. Russell had 21. Reeves finally showed up, 21. 9 for Prince off the bench. It's 3-1. Put up or shut up. Nuggets is, we know who they are. Lakers, I feel like everybody talking that Darwin him, this, that. Well, really, he only got 1 kryptonite. You can't even call him a kryptonite. It's the best team in the world, defending champs. So it's like, can we really put him in the class of he trash, bro? You know? And like I keep referring to, like, bro, the coach only do so much, bro. You can't coach LeBron James. You probably could coach him, tell him something, this and that. But, like, at the end of the day, bro, LeBron the coach. You understand what I'm saying? bro, get the call or something, even if it is goofy, bro. Him, AD, whoever else, possibly even D-Lo. It's other players on the court that run the show at certain times. Like, they're going to cancel out, exit out of that, man. You hear me? These are professional athletes, you understand? Like, get off that man back. He only done been there, what, 2 years? All he done did is went to a Western Conference Finals. Y'all tripping. This ain't Phil Jackson, brother. Yes, Lord. Y'all don't talk about Eric Spoelstra. Y'all don't talk about Doc Rivers. You know? Chill, bro. Sweep ain't going down with Bron. Maybe Phoenix, though. She, Anthony Edwards, bad motherfucker. Them Rudy Gobert looking crazy. Yes, Lord. They got squad over there. You know, Phoenix in trouble. They in trouble. Not because of the three names. They just look lost. They don't know who to go to, man. Lakers, though, win by 11 tonight. They let us see another day. Will they take game 5? Endeavor, we shall see. Stay tapped in. Stay tuned. Stay aware. Let me know who's your team in the comments. Is it some bullshit? Is LeBron the real MVP? The Lakers done. The Lakers going to come back and reverse history. Are they going to be the ones that come back from 3-0 and win a series? They're going to send the champs home first round? Let me know. Till next time from the Safe Man Sports Talk Show. Live from Flag on the Play. Y'all stay safe. Stay aware. Stop sleeping on me. Yes, Lord.